people to see the feelings a guy who lives this life goes through. Because this pussy renaissance, I mean, somebody's got to put a monkey wrench in the machinery. It's got to end. Something's got to give. I don't know. Maybe it will take a collapse of the economy. I had to ask Gary Brodsky, another thing I disagreed with him. I said to him, do you think a collapse in the economy could cause women to change their behavior? He said no. He thinks that women can do this in shitty economies. I think the economy, this is another issue that Gary Brodsky won't agree with, but the economy and easy living has made it possible for women in our culture to do this. What's your opinion on that? Easy economy where you don't have to, you can hire any sucker pussy whip guy to fix your car versus I have to respect men in order to get things done. I mean, let's look at the facts here. Women getting, and I don't, I'm not saying I fault this, but I was mentioning this to Gary. I says, a woman can work a nursing job and make 60 grand a year. That's more than the average guy in this country is making a year. The average nurse is making $60,000 a year, okay, which is good friggin' money. Okay, so if a woman is making that kind of money, she can pretty much treat a guy any freaking hell she wants to treat him. Not that poor women can't, but she's got so much friggin' power, it's not funny.
Let's put it in perspective. If we take a woman who's on welfare, but she's fairly attractive, she's still going to get a lot of men. Now, give her $60,000 a year, $70,000 a year. Now we're talking about a woman who's really going to play the field, who's really going to be choosy, and your standards as a man have to be really high. You have to come correct, as they say.
Well, and by the way, when I say 60 grand a year, I'm referring to general population in New York. They probably make 100,000 a year a nurse, but in let's say Cleveland or Akron or Omaha, Nebraska, a woman might make 60 grand a year as a nurse, which is damn good money. Now, if she's making
When a guy makes $10,000 a year comes along, she'll evaluate him. She'll say, how sexy is him?
Yeah.
Okay, he's sexy? Okay, I'll have sex with him, but I'm not going to have a long-term thing with him.
Right.
And if he's not sexy, well, he doesn't even stand a chance of being her friend these days, what the women's attitudes are. So, so if you add sex appeal and you put money into the equation as well and give that to women – that's a wall that's going to be hard to break down. It's a lot of power to give.
Yeah, I think that the money plays a huge factor in this problem. Now, Gary doesn't agree with me. He thinks that in a depressed economy, women, the pussy renaissance can continue and continue. I don't think it will continue. I think as people become more desperate, by the way, the economy unfortunately is affecting men worse than women. I saw an article on Yahoo where they says that men are by far suffering the worst from this economy, which makes sense because of manufacturing and things, and most men are not doctors or nurses. But the thing is that I think that when push comes to shove, I don't understand. Maybe these women will just continue to pair up with that minority of guys. That's the first question I ask you, is maybe tell me a little bit about you and the audience, about you and how you came to this position of living this life of being frustrated with the whole screwy dating scene as it is in America today.
I think it all starts back a long time ago when you know, you first start to think about girls when you're, for me, it was about, 12, 13, and growing up, starting puberty, and you're looking at girls. And,
right.
And, back then, it's a whole, different scene,
Right. Girls are a little bit less discriminatory, I think, when you're younger. They're not, well, I didn't have a problem in the late 80s when I was growing up, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually started getting the negative experience early on.
Okay.
I just happened to be one of those kids who just didn't quite fit in sometimes.
Right.
And it just snowballed. So I would say my experience growing up was that of, not being able to get the date, not being able to go on dates.
Right.
I also grew up with a very overprotective mother.
Right. That does not help you. I can say my circumstances kind of worked in the same, same situation with parenting. I don't think I was given the freedom to do the things I wanted to do. So that kind of fell in the picture. You're what, 31 years old, going on 32, is that correct?
That's right. This summer I'll be 32 years old.
Okay. Well, I guess the question that I have, I know I'm kind of fast forwarding Actually, go on. Keep talking about your childhood for a second. Then I'll ask you this question.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I never quite got the social skills, I guess, to really connect with women. I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And by the time it was time for college, I was truly lost. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was about. And just like a lot of guys who are suffering the problem that we're going through, I just happened to stumble onto someone who actually liked me, and I got into a long-term relationship. And that was pretty much the only experience I've had growing up.
Right.
So I truly know what it's like to go without and have trouble with the dating scene.
Yeah, I would have to say so too. When you look at today's dating scene, I understand that back in 1987, I think there was a guy named Dr. Gil Martin. He coined the term love shy, where he expressed that there were guys that maybe were living the life where they were maybe shy, and maybe they had some social awkwardness that kept them from meeting people. Things have taken totally a turn for the worse, because in today's dating game, you don't have to be a person with Asperger's to be challenged by the dating game, or you don't have to have social awkwardness or... when you look at today's dating game today, do you blame your situation on yourself, or do you feel that even if you were a person maybe that was socially more outgoing, you'd still be challenged, or let's say you'd still have to, settle for Miss Average?
I'll tell you from experience, I've actually, for the last 5 years, I've been weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
My confidence has shot up, the way I've been building my body. I'm not a bad looking guy.
Right.
And I could say the other side of a doubt, there's a lot of good looking men out there.
Right.
Who are not being given a chance for whatever reason it is. So I don't really believe it's the men, because speaking from personal experience, I'm very well liked. I have a lot of friends. I'm very socially comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And so yet, what is going on, I have to ask myself, when a woman could be my friend and we can do so many things, but she just won't go that extra step and be more than friends? Something's wrong when I get rejected and rejected and rejected. So I don't think it's something wrong with me. I think there's something wrong. I think there's something going on in society today.
Yeah.
It's a serious problem, and it's hard to pinpoint exactly what it is or what's causing it. It's probably many reasons.
Right. I don't like to blame.
Media, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to say, go ahead. The media and what else?
Media and all types of social stereotypes are probably to blame, but it's probably many other reasons.
I totally agree with that. My situation, which I'll go into probably in future episodes, I came to the same conclusion that I had some maybe social awkwardness early in my life, and I noticed this by watching myself on early videotapes of myself when I bought my first camcorder. But at the same time, as I've gotten older and weaned out of those things, where I'm very comfortable with who I am today, I've noticed that there was a trend where I would see I just would like go out in public. And I almost never see a woman who's without a boyfriend. And if the woman is mediocre to average looking, she's always got a boyfriend. And then working many jobs and having worked in the workforce, I see good-looking guys always flirting and sexually flirting with ugly women. I'm thinking, why are these guys doing this? This girl thinks she's hot crap. And then it started to dawn on me that there's some weird thing going on in our society. Then you look at the pickup artist community, or the PUA for short, you see all these guys that are average to decent looking or maybe are socially challenged, but they're spending thousands of dollars to fly halfway around the world to see these pseudo dating gurus talk about their exploits. You see the whole situation with the media portraying men as stupid. You see the laws that favor women. Everything is just caving down on heterosexual men today. I mean, this is the worst time to be a heterosexual guy. And by the way, it used to be a stereotype to say it's just the white male. I talk to black guys. It's all males. All men are going through this. Hispanic, black, Asian men have it even worse. I talked to Winston Wu not too long ago. He says Asian males by far are the most the least liked of all the sexes, or as far as Asian women discriminate these. So there is a major problem going on in our society today, and I'm glad I'm addressing it.
I totally agree with you. I've spoken to many women who talk about, quote-unquote, being alone, but they have no idea what truly being alone is. Their definition of alone is choosing to be alone most of the time, or having a friend with benefits that they can't find a real relationship.
Right.
When you have a guy who hasn't had sex in, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, some guys out there, and they're able to get sex or a relationship anytime they want. And the PUA community has picked up on this problem. I really believe truly that they're opportunists.
Yes, they are opportunists for sure. Mm-hmm. I alluded, and somebody else I was associated with alluded that it could have been a CIA experiment. I don't want to speculate. I do want to say that whatever happened, they picked up on the fact that there was a trend going on, especially amongst baby boomers. In the generation like I'm in right now, and you're in too, by the way, unfortunately, where there seems to be a plethora of horny guys and so much available pussy, but the pussy only makes itself, pardon my bad language here, but the women only make themselves available for about 20% of the men. And they have obviously made a racket out of this, because it boils down to the fact of, like, it would be like trying to sell a automobile at a time where there was no use for an automobile. Okay, the only way the PUA market is making money is because there's a need for it. If guys were romantically not challenged and could date women, there would be no need for this freaking PUA movement.
Exactly. Somebody had to have figured it out that men are suffering this way. I don't know who to blame. Ross Jeffries, they say, is the father of this stuff.
Right.
So, you know, he started this way back in the 80s. And, but, yeah, I would definitely say that the PUA community has picked up on this. And it's definitely they're like sharks in the water. And they're having a feeding frenzy right now on these poor guys. I have to put myself in that.
Yes, I have to put myself in that position too.
If you look at my shelf, I actually have some PUA material, which I'm not proud to say. Here's the thing. I think a lot of times, a lot of the guys who buy this PUA material are really suffering. I'm talking about worse than we are, probably never had a date in their life or anything.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that a lot of them, unfortunately, beyond their computer screens and their war tech or whatever they're playing, they don't really have a life. See, I run marathons, and I know I'm famous for saying I run fucking marathons, goddammit. I'm glad they kind of – I did that at the spur of the moment, and it's been like – it's been a freeze framed in people's heads now. And the point I was trying to make in that video is, here I am, a guy that's doing what 99.99% of the public would never do, and yet I can't get a woman to appreciate me. That was the point I was trying to make, that these average-looking women – if you ever watch that video, it's on YouTube, is it basically the point I was making is that these average-looking women that don't do anything physical have more opportunity than a guy like myself that runs a marathon in the top 5 to 6%. So, I mean, it's crazy. And they have no humility. It's like they just they feel like, because they're mediocre to average looking, that they can just treat everybody like they just got all this opportunity. But you said something interesting. If guys stopped giving them this attention, things could change. What do you think about that?
Well, I had this discussion with a couple of guy friends of mine, and they all came to the same conclusion that men are never going to change.
What the problem is, this is a fact. Men will never be able to compete with the woman's sexuality. What kept the situation different was that men put women at higher standards, where they would say, okay, we can't compete with your sexuality, but you still have to live up to high standards. But in today's day and age, it's anything goes. Not only does a woman not have a bad reputation, but she can basically – it's just crazy. Go ahead. You continue your conversation.
Yeah, well, the men basically feel that if they're ever given the opportunity, it's their duty as a man to have sex with these girls.
Right. Yeah,
even if the girl's not someone they would flaunt around and show off, it's their duty. So we have this mentality among men that we're going to give it to any girl who's willing.
Right.
And when you combine that mentality with the women's ego, you're asking for trouble, and you're asking for a lot of guys to get denied, because the guys, the 20%, the 20 percenters, are going to keep doing their thing, and they're not going to stop. And you think it's the women who are being selfish. I believe these 20%ers, these men in the 20% group who are having all the success, they also could care less because they're getting their jollies,
yeah,
and they're having all the fun. So
right.
Why should they give a damn about us? So
yeah,
it's an uphill battle we have, I believe.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle, but you know what? I believe in karma. And I know what – you know what? Here's what I believe, and I know I'm jumping ahead of myself here, but I believe that a lot of these women that are in our age group, let's say 30-somethings – and I, by the way, I had – within the last 6 months, I had a 30-something-year-old woman I met around a bookstore or at a bookstore. She gave me her number, and then I called her like a week later or something, and then she left me a text message that says, don't fucking call me. This is all she did. It was crazy. And I came to the conclusion that these women that do this nasty stuff to men, that do all this promiscuity or have this promiscuous behavior or are rude, mm-hmm. when they hit their mid to late 40s, they are not going to be singing the same tune. They're going to try to be nice to the guys they treated like shit, and karma's going to kick in, and guys like you and I and millions of others are going to say, we've had enough of this shit. We're going to go somewhere else. Because personally, I really don't want a woman that's been with 50, 60 guys.
And most women aren't honest about the amount of men you sleep with, so it's no good asking them. You ask a woman how many men she sleep with, and she slept with 50, she's probably going to say 5 or 7.
Yeah.
You know, it's very difficult. But going back to what you were just saying, I actually met a woman offline last year. She was 43 years old.
Right.
And I was 30. And I met her, and she gave me a look right away when I got off the train and I met her, and I could just see she was not happy with what she saw. I was very well dressed.
Yeah.
I had my hair just cut. Just came from working out earlier. I was smelling great, and we were walking for 5 minutes, and I said to her, you know, it's really great that we're hitting it off. We were laughing, having a good time. And I said, it's really great we're having this connection. And she says, yeah, as friends. And I said, you just friended me in 5 minutes of knowing me? And she goes, I'm sorry, I have to tell you the way it is.
Yeah, so I guess the question, let me ask the question, does it mean that we should just, me and you and millions of others or hundreds of thousands, should just jump off a bridge? I mean, what ultimately do you think can be resolved about this? We know that the media is biased. We know that us men are dealing. Well, by the way, I'm a well-liked person too. I work in a social environment, and I work around a lot of people, both mostly men. But I'm well-liked too, so I don't think it's an issue of not being well-liked. I have friends. I have at least a very close acquaintances, but it doesn't seem it jives in the dating scene. What's your comments on that? I mean, you're liked too. I mean, does it change? Does
yes.
any? You know what's different about today? You had said just earlier that you're well liked. Years ago, somebody would say, "Wow, you know, Tim, you're a nice guy. I know the right girl for you." Why do you think that today nobody sets people up on dates anymore?
I think it's selfishness. I think in North America, especially, we have more selfish people than ever before. I think people are really out for themselves, and I think they see that the girls are limited.
Yeah.
And so they say, okay, every man for themselves.
Right.
And, you know, I can't be helping Bob out or Steve out or Tim out with a girl because I'm having a hard time as it is getting a girl.
Yes, so, good point there. You know what? I heard another guy was complaining about this, say the same thing. He says that because I had relayed this to him, and he responded, and he says that basically, why should a guy set you up with somebody when he figures I'd rather hog the women for myself if there's a chance? It's kind of a very selfish mentality. But it's even worse than that. Older people that have never been outside of their marriage and as far as having an affair say the same thing. I don't know any single people. Well, I really don't know any. I mean, it's worse than just a guy wanting to hog the women for themselves. Even older people, both men and women, don't know anybody. Years ago, they always knew somebody. Why is that?
I think in this day and age, we're less likely to know our neighbors. We're more likely to be disconnected from each other. And, you know, we live in an age where people are on the computer 24/7.
Right.
You know, where I think we're just more back in the 50s and 60s, and you go back further, you know, it was more of a community environment where everyone
right.
looked out for each other.
Right.
I think technology more than anything is to blame, and it's making people more and more isolated and more self-centered and focused.
Yeah, you know what? I would blame pornography for a lot of this for one good reason. Pornography has given men an outlet for something to – okay, so men would, for example, go on – if the pornography industry has been a detriment to this whole problem with living a life of loneliness and frustration because – it's given men an outlet sexually, but it doesn't really solve the whole problem. And, you know, let's face it. These guys that star in porns are total narcissistic assholes. They're the kind of guys – they represent the small percentage of guys that actually do meet women and get laid or whatever. But let's face it. It almost seems like we have to get back to morality so that I don't have a problem with dating multiple women and only ultimately sleeping with one woman. I wish we could go back to the way things were, but we seem to live in a society where with the sexual revolution, the only people that really benefited from it were players in women. That's it. There's no,
absolutely.
You know, it would be nice to think that the sexual revolution benefited both men and women equally, but it didn't. It most certainly didn't. I heard this guy on YouTube named Thugtician reiterate what I already know is he says that you're living in a sea of horny dicks in desperate in loose pussy. And in the end, and this is not his exact words, but he basically said in the end, the men lose out in this game. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think women would say, because I've actually spoken to women about this, they'll say, you know what, yeah, we rule the sex and we rule the relationships, but you guys rule the money, and we're not allowed to get promoted, and there's a glass ceiling in the business world, and you guys advise us, so it's only fair that we rule something and you guys are left out of something.
You know what's so stupid about that argument? How many men really rule their destiny? Okay, so men fix cars. So men are air conditioning mechanics. So men are plumbers. So men are financiers. You know, the point is only a handful of men really benefit from the corporate world. The majority of the men are out there working for a living. So that argument is a crock of shit.
I've actually heard that a few times, and I had to say the same thing. I think it's a crock of shit. I think it's just an excuse.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Hey, have you ever noticed one thing, whether it be the TFL movement or the incel, the involuntary celibacy movement, have you ever noticed that women almost never try to challenge the guys for the reason that they know that if they were to get into an argument, they would be stomped on? The bottom line
right.
is this. Women know that they're doing this to men. They absolutely know that this is going on. It's not – they are aware that there are men out there organizing, but they are not saying anything because they're going to lose. The only way they would win is if they had the media to back them up, or the mainstream media. Because I've noticed that some of the people on the internet that have complained about the dating game and how screwed up it is, they never get any major challenges from women. Why is that?
I think it goes back to what I was saying just a little while ago, just a few seconds ago, that women are under the impression that they have very little in life except their sexual power.
Right.
They feel we run the government, we run money, we've been running everything since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
So why not let them have this one thing?
Right.
Why are you going to try and take this one thing away from them that they will? Because if you take away that from them, then they'll have nothing.
Right.
So they say, we will so many other things, let them have that one thing. It's sexual power.
Right.
I don't know how you feel about that opinion, but that seems to be the consensus amongst a lot of women that, yeah, we do rule the sex, and we rule relationships, but you guys rule everything else. So it's only fair we have something that we rule.
Okay, now that I think I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think that's the rationalization that women have used for themselves, or heterosexual women in society today. By the way, I want to make it clear to the women out there who are of the lesbian persuasion, we are not against lesbian women. This is majority of the women that are doing this to men, straight men, are heterosexual women. So there's a misconception that feminists are all a bunch of bull dykes that hate men. They're not. They're straight women that love the control. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think there's definitely an aspect of power and control from the female point of view.
Right. Basically, point I'm trying to make is that people, there's a misconception amongst guys that are frustrated that they blame it on gay women. They say those bull dykes hate the men. I says, yeah, there are bull dykes that hate men, but I don't think it's gay women that are making life miserable for straight men. Mm. It's straight women are doing this. It's straight heterosexual women that screw around with straight men.
Exactly. It is just straight women, you know. And, but it's so hard to get through to them, you know. As I've been telling you, I've been watching your videos going back to last year, and I will bring up the topic once in a while to a female just to get their point of view.
Right.
And they basically have this attitude of, you know what, men are just as picky. Men are just as picky. Men need to have the blonde, the platinum blonde with the big breasts, and the men look at. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim. Sorry, we had a little bit of a disconnection there. But I wanted to get into a subject of if a guy is in the situation where, let's say, for instance, he's realizing it's a no-win situation. Like, let's say if you're at the gym or you're in public, mm-hmm. Do you think a guy can maybe play an attitude like, I don't give a damn? Can he win at the game if maybe he just doesn't pay attention to women, or is he just doomed either way?
From my experience, it hasn't worked out.
Okay.
This is not to say you shouldn't try it.
Right.
I have went through periods where I thought, you know what, let me stop giving attention to these women, and maybe this attitude would in turn, you know, send a positive signal to them that, oh, this guy has something, you know, he doesn't care about me. You know, maybe let me find out what this guy's about. And what I found is that women get so much attention from other men
right.
that we're easily forgotten. So it doesn't really even matter to them when we don't have attention on them, because they're going to have 10 other guys once they leave that gym focus
right.
on them. And I hate to say it, we're just going to be not even a memory.
You know what? That's a good point there. In other words, that she may just interpret as you're weird, stupid, gay, and let's move on to the next mm-hmm. guy. That's a good point there. Yeah, I think it's more of a thing where maybe you can feed your ego with dignity, knowing that you're not a, you know, maybe you can walk away from a woman. But what are your options at this point? Have you thought about maybe possibly going to Mexico? I mean, I don't know if you speak Spanish, but going overseas or going to a different country where maybe there's a possibility that you have a chance? Because let's face it, we Americans live in a friggin' bubble. We think that the world revolves around this big continent called North America. Do you think there are places where a guy can go where he can maybe be treated differently by women?
I hate to sound pessimistic, but I've had a few dating experiences with women from other countries. I dated a Korean girl who was only in the country for 3 years. I dated a Chinese girl who was only in the country for 1 year. I dated for about a week's time a Bangladesh girl. And these are all girls who pretty much are accustomed to their country. And let me tell you something. I don't know if it's the water or what it was, but they were so quickly Americanized. And
yeah.
So they had the same attitudes
right.
that these girls have in America that you would not guess that they were from another country.
Right.
So I, and also with the media, the way it is, there isn't a country in the world that hasn't heard of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie
yeah.
that hasn't heard that having a six pack abs is the way to look sexy. It's kind of like the technology has made it so that everyone is focused on looks and sex appeal and all these superficial things that I think going to another country, it's not going to change things too much. But that's just one opinion. I would say that I
kind of disagree with one thing. If these girls mm-hmm. come to the United States and they learn to speak the English, I think the English language countries are the most corrupted piece of shit countries in the world. I mean, I'm not saying that the English language has some inherent evilness about it that makes women in society behave the way, but it seems that if you can go to a country and live there, well, if you lived in the Philippines or Thailand and you learn to maybe speak a little bit of Taiwanese or, you know, Thai language, you have a better chance because, see, it's a total role reversal there. I don't buy the idea that everybody is an American, but they speak the different Z language. Like Italian women are just like Americans, but they speak Italian, or French women are like Americans, but they speak French. There is a problem in Western society that, I mean, if a Russian girl doesn't speak but three words of English, it tells me that she's not that well acquainted with the American culture. How can she be if she barely speaks English, you know?
That's right. But, you know, the movies, the music, it goes throughout the world, some of this stuff. And I think the concepts and the ideas behind it are easily picked up. You don't have to understand booty shaking when you see it in a video. You understand it's about sex appeal.
Right.
And, yeah, and I think the concepts are easily grasped by non-Americans. Also, I think the international language is money.
Yes.
So if you're going to go to these other countries, they, just like any other country, need to be taken care of. You know?
Right.
I think there's gold diggers everywhere.
Yes.
So I think even if you were to go to another country, will you really be liked for yourself? Or will they really just care about what you got in your bank account and how you could take care of their family? So it's really a tough these days for guys. It's a real crisis, and it looks bleak, but I think there's a possibility, more than a possibility, I think there's a fighting chance if we could just get more guys and more girls to discuss what's going on and to wake up.
Yeah, I'm a little bit different. I've kind of got the attitude of a lot of these people that have been victims of the Holocaust, never forgive, never forget, because the women that have done this nasty stuff to men over the years, the feminists, which are the straight feminists, the heterosexual feminists, I really feel that they don't deserve any forgiveness, because when people do nasty stuff like this, like I like to look at the situation with girls that are like my age now. When they're 48 or 50 and they're saying, oh, Stevie, yes, I'm ready to settle down now. I'm ready. I've been divorced three times. I've got four children from three different fathers. Do I really want to get friendly with a woman? By the way, my ex-girlfriend called me not too long ago, and she asked me how I was doing on my voicemail. I have yet to get back to her. And she really was rotten to me when we broke up, and she finally realizes, as she's going through some tough times, I can't prove this, but the point is, it's finally dawning on me that I don't really want to forgive these women that have dished out all this nasty shit. It sounds like it's like a vengeful person, but do you really, I mean, think about this, Tim, do you want to give in to these women that have done this to you all these years? All of a sudden you're 50 years old, they're ready to settle down after they've been with 50 guys in 30 relationships?
There's absolutely no way for a guy who's been living the life that we've been living to not be bitter.
Yes.
And angry. It's just no way around it.
Yeah. I'm bitter. I mean, I'm not bitter at everybody around me. Most of the women I meet are beautiful women I work around. So this is not directed at all women. But this is the societal problem that has caused these younger these Gen Xers to behave this way. So I'm not bitter, but I don't think that I will be settling for a woman who's my age anytime soon. I mean, especially 10 years from now.
Right. Well, it seems girls these days in general have a lack of sensitivity.
Yes.
Recently, somebody I met offline, we had one date, and it was a great date. Came over to my apartment. We watched movies. We were together 8 hours. And she even called me later. And she, we were going to meet. And then something happened. I get a phone call. And we talked for about 20 minutes. And she just sounded different. So we still had a date. We set up a plan to meet for a second time. And the day we were supposed to meet, She gives me a voicemail. I check my voicemail, and she basically dumped me by voicemail,
mm-hmm.
and with some lame excuse. My point is that when you could dump somebody by voicemail, and when you could dump someone after making them think things were positive, and when you see this happening over and over again in our society, it just tells me that women these days.
Are you there?
And the idea of love and romance, it just seems as if women are out for their physical needs
yeah.
and what they can get from a man these days. It's really ugly out there right now.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to have to accept the fact that my youth has been, and I know it sounds like I'm being poor me, like my youth has been stolen from me, and I'm just going to have to accept that. But I'm not going to reward all the abuse by these women in my generation or Generation X by saying, okay, it's okay, let bygones be bygones. I heard one guy in one of the forums from Australia was saying that, I'm sorry, ladies, but your actions have consequences. And he was referring to the exact same thing we're talking about how these women today pair up with a small percentage of the men today, and then they think that somehow they're going to be able to get the nice guys after they're old and gray and they're looking crappy. You know, I'm sorry to say this, but I'm just not going to be forgiving. And of course, I don't think that anything healthy can come out of marrying or dating a girl that's been with 50 guys.
That's absolutely true, and it's a big red flag if you meet a woman who's in her mid-40s and she's not married and she has 3 kids. I mean,
yeah, or she's been divorced. I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't people who have been divorced, but, you know, and here's another issue I wanted to ask you about this, and I want your opinion on this. I go to the gym, and I do occasionally. I quite often get women in their late 40s, early 50s that show some interest in me. I mean, they're obviously older. They look much older than me. I almost feel like angry at these women, but I shouldn't be, because they're not the reason. They're not like the younger generation of women today. But I feel like that's all that society is saying to me, is that these are women that are available. You should settle for them. And I have guys say to me, oh, well, maybe these women can teach you something. Well, I almost feel, I don't want to be cruel, but I'm really not interested in an older woman.
I've heard something similar. I was on a street, and someone says, "You know, that really big girl's interested in you. You know what? You should just have sex with her just to break your streak." And I don't want to settle. I don't think it's necessary for a man to settle.
Right.
But you have to understand the consequences. When you live the life that we live, and you choose not to settle, and you choose to not lower your standards, you're also choosing possibly loneliness.
Yes.
So that's something that both sides have to be looked at.
Right.
By the time you're in your mid-40s, do you still want to be bitter and say, I'm not going to lower my standards? Or do you say, you know what, I don't want to die alone.
Right.
It's just one of these questions that's really hard to answer.
Yes, it is. I totally agree. And I don't think necessarily it's fair to say that if a 51-year-old woman – I was at a dance club. I started taking dance lessons a few months back, and there were one or two women there that thought I was really attractive, and they were considerably older, at least 13 years older. One woman thought I had pretty eyes, and she was very, very flirtatious with me. She had a weight problem, but I could have probably gotten a date with her. She had a little – she obviously lived in a pretty good area, so she obviously had probably a pretty good job. But I felt like, in other words, I there was a thing that shot in my head that said, you know, Steve, this is what society's offering you, and yet you've never had children. This woman is obviously going to be going through menopause in a couple years, or if not already, has gone through it. And I feel like almost like I've been cheated, and I really hate to do wallow in self-pity. I almost think karma will punish me for this, but I feel like 38 years old, don't have any prospects to spread my seed and my genes to another, other than a 53-year-old woman that says, oh, you got pretty eyes. You know, how do you feel about that? How do you reckon with that situation and say, well, should I just accept it? Like, it's like getting in a car accident and losing both your legs, or being paralyzed from the waist down. Do you just reckon with it and just accept it as one of those things?
For every guy, it's different. It's very hard to accept, but sometimes you got to look at yourself and say, what is it about me that I can change?
Right.
What is it about me? Because I know that the hardest part would be if I try to change myself, then I am in some way giving in into this game. I'm giving in, and I'm not allowed to be myself.
Right.
I think sometimes you have to put your ego aside.
Yes, it is an ego. I totally agree. It's an ego thing. Go ahead.
Right, but put the ego aside and said, you know what, what's a good hairstyle on me? Let's start with the physical, let's say. How are guys my age dressing that are successful with women? You know, looking at other options. Because I would hate to say that you got to accept this and you got to die alone, or you got to die with some 300-pound woman by your side.
Yeah. Well, I mean, are you mentally going through the same scenario too, where you're saying that 10 years from now, you might have to accept the fact that you might have to settle for a woman that's considerably older and maybe got a lot of guys under her belt?
Yes, I do.
But do you want that? Do you really see that? Do you feel that maybe there's a way to get out of this situation, or do you think it's hopeless?
That's the thing. It's such a conflict because, okay, for me, I've always been self-conscious with a particular aspect of my physical self. I have a deviated septum, and it makes my nose a little crooked.
Okay.
I've actually been teased about it growing up, and I've always said to myself, maybe if I got rhinoplasty, I got nose surgery, maybe, and my nose was refined and nice, maybe I would get more dates.
Right.
So in my head, I say, well, if that's an option that still exists that can get me more women.
Hey, by the way, speaking of, there's guys with cleft lips. Look at Yacone Phoenix. That fucker's got a cleft lip, and he's got all kinds of women. So don't always assume that having a facial deformity. I have met more guys that are dickheads with cleft lips that get pussy like you wouldn't believe. I've seen more. I mean, I'm serious. Dickheads with cleft lips that get pussy, don't ever blame it on your rhinoplasty.
It's just something that plays in your head. But the point is that I don't know how you are, but inside of me, it's hard to accept this life.
Right.
So I'm always looking at something to say, how can I change this? Because I just can't accept it.
Right.
And I think the day we accept it, well, that's the day that, we're going
to maybe we come
die,
to terms
right?
with it. And, you have to also realize that the woman that you may settle with may not be your enemy. I mean, if I settle for a 52-year-old woman tomorrow, she may not mm-hmm. be my enemy. She just may – in fact, she may have been a woman that was committed to her husband for 30 years, and he cheated on her for one of the women that I would have normally would have married. And it just worked out that way. So I don't see that, like the girl that said, you're very good looking, you got pretty eyes. I don't consider her the enemy, but I feel like resentful at the situation because, I mean, the reason I'm being so personal about this is because I want guys to know that they're not alone feeling this way. Is that when you have lived the life of a guy that has been rejected in this crazy, stupid, narcissistic dating game today, you start to get these weird thoughts in your head that this situation, people say you need to, the PUA people say you need to psychologically examine who you are. But I mean, this is a real phenomenon that is wreaking havoc on men's psychology.
It's getting to the point where there are a lot of guys out there fantasizing about suicide. Now, I would never recommend suicide.
No.
That's not the answer, but this kind of life will make you think about it. It will
right.
definitely cross your mind at one time or another, or you will question your existence.
Right, it does. I thought about something the other day. I thought about if I had female attention, it would be nice to know that I had it and could turn it down. Even if I decided I wanted to read a technical manual, whether it be a car manual, an air conditioning manual, whether it be a financial manual, just to know that I could turn it down. But when you
right.
are a guy and you have no female attention and you are just – it messes with your head because you're thinking like, what is wrong with me? I mean, why can I be so intelligent and so smart and good with computers, good with cars, be a great mechanic, and yet still not being able to do the most basic thing is find a woman? Gary Brodsky said something I totally disagree with the other day when I interviewed him. I says, back in 1757, a guy could get a woman easily. He says, no, it was much harder for a guy back in 1757 to get a woman. Bullshit. If we could build a time machine, getting a woman would be much easier, much, much easier.
Well, thanks to feminism, that's just a part of it.
I don't know
but,
why
you know.
Gary Brodsky said that. He's full of shit. I mean, I shouldn't
Actually,
say
when he said it, I disagreed too. I heard him say that, and I disagreed.
He said that to me. He goes, see, I like Gary Brodsky because I've got his CDs, and I've listened to a lot of his stuff, and he does have an understanding of how women think. But where I disagree with him is he's making this out to be that you can bypass all this bullshit, and it gets into this whole biology thing. Oh, just bypass the, just be the alpha male, and you can be the guy to win her over. But you know what the problem is? The factors are so against the guys that, you know, and unfortunately, this is where we're at today.
I totally agree. And so much of what's going on in the dating scene just doesn't make sense. It's not like science where you could, you know, or mathematics where you could put the numbers together and then it makes sense. Because at one moment you have a woman saying, being very materialistic and going on looks. And then the next moment you see something that I saw in the street the other day. It was a very cute girl making out with a very fat guy.
Right.
And she was grabbing his buttocks and all I could think about was, how did he get to where I want to be?
Right.
What happens is when you're rejected so much and you're not accepted by women, everything just doesn't make sense.
The world doesn't make sense. I totally agree with that. You try to rationalize it. I run marathons. I ran my best 5-miler about 3 weeks ago. I ran a 5-miler. I averaged 6:18 per mile. I was in the top 3% of out of 1,600 runners. I finished in the top 3%. And yet I'm saying to myself, why the freaking hell do I not have a woman? You start to create these thoughts go in your head. It starts to make you crazy because you're seeing why. And then, of course, your mother says, don't worry. The right one will come along. Don't worry when you're not looking. But you start to go crazy because you say, you know, I don't believe you need therapy for this. I think this is something you can blame on society. See, people say, well, you need to go to therapy. Why? So I can tell a therapist and not solve my problem? You know, and
exactly.
You know, and I can understand where TFL is coming from, or the True Force Only crowd's coming from, because this issue needs to be addressed and people need to stop saying that you need therapy, you need to go to counseling. It's not counseling. Our society is fucked up. I mean, it's screwed up that it needs to be, you know, the fact that men can't communicate what we're communicating proves that point.
I was talking to someone I knew in her forum. And she is going to move down to Florida, and she wants to get a male to move in and give his whole paychecks to pay the rent and pay expenses. Now, get this. She's hoping that the male will be good-looking. She's going to screen the guys to make sure that they're good-looking so they're a sexual option for her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this is what's going on in society. This is the mentality. And that is a 40-something-year-old woman.
Yes, a 40-something-year-old woman has got options with 27-year-old guys. You know, this is – this something's got to give. Can this go on for another 100 years? Will this be like a nuclear bomb or will it eventually burst and it – or the levee's going to break and it's finally, you know, under pressure? I mean, something's got to give at some point. I mean, maybe happen to be born at the wrong time because we are living in the pussy. You know, one guy responded when I did that Pussy Renaissance video. This guy responded. He goes, "Why do you call it the Pussy Renaissance?" He says, "Really, it's the Pussy Dark Ages." And it made sense. In other words, we're living really in the Dark Ages. It's really not a Pussy Renaissance. It's a Pussy Dark Ages. And I guess I was trying to say is that for women who are of mediocre to average looks, this is a Pussy Renaissance for them. Women have never experienced this kind of freedom where they could dump on men and they could get away with it and men would stick up for them because they thought, you know, it's something that this one guy that the Thugtician was saying on YouTube was that these guys that defend women are really thinking is that if I defend the woman, I'll get laid because they'll admire me. But
exactly.
In the end, that woman will ultimately side with the dickhead that doesn't defend them.
I'll put it like this. You have 10 guys defending her. She's only going home with one.
Yes, exactly. And she's going home with the guy that doesn't defend – well, she's going to go home with the guy that doesn't defend her rights. I mean, it really boils down to the fact that this whole situation is lopsided. And let me ask you something earlier I said about dealing with this rationale. What is your rationale? Are you going to settle for a woman or you don't know your future?
You know, I don't know my future. I've had periods where I have settled. I have dated heavy set women, and believe it or not, they were the ones who were looking elsewhere. One woman accused me. She was heavy set, and I liked her a lot. We were hitting it off. And she accused me of jumping into things too fast.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and she accused me. She said, you know what? I think any woman could be in my place. You probably would try to get serious. And I was really hurt by that statement.
Yeah.
And she ended up, you know, leaving me, you know.
Oh, jeez.
And you just they have no clue what they're doing to us.
Yeah, well, I think that they do, but they are so self-centered. But something that the Bill from the TFL crowd said, I have to give credit where credit's due. Mm-hmm. I almost feel that, and I always thought about this too, I think men have more of a heart than a woman will ever have. I don't mean to say this in a vicious way. I know Florence Nightingale, but when I think about this, women really don't connect with men's emotions. They really don't understand what it is like to be a guy to live this life. They think that somehow you'll just get through it because you're a guy. And you know what? I hate to say it, but that's true. Because see, if a man were to see a woman struggling to meet a guy 100 years ago, he would go out of his way to find that woman a husband. But women just are totally disconnected from that. They don't even care.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's all about who will win the battle for them, and that's it. The other guy's bloody on the floor. You know, they say wars have been fought over women, which is actually true.
Yeah.
Women throughout society have been put on a pedestal, and it's only right in their minds that men fight for them, men are macho for them, entertain them.
Yeah, men repair the automobiles that they drive, but that's not good enough. Men fix their washing machines, men operate the power plants that generate their electricity. I don't understand how women don't even conceptualize this whole idea that men ones that make this men write all the technical tech manuals for how to fix these things. Women somehow just don't connect with that.
In their mind, it's what we're supposed to do.
It's what we're supposed to do. In other words, a heterosexual guy is supposed to fix my car, and I don't need a heterosexual. And the attitude is that I've got plenty of desperate heterosexual auto mechanics that will fix my car. I mean, that must be the truth, because to this day, it doesn't seem that nothing changes, because you look at this attitude that these women have today is that they literally think that they got plenty of options and they don't have to appreciate what men have done for their lives.
Exactly. And as I was just saying, they had the attitude of, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to fix their cars. What do you want, pussy for it? You know, you're supposed to be a man. You're supposed to protect us. You're supposed to do this and this and that. And then when we want something in return, maybe a relationship or something, they're going to go, no, you were supposed to defend my honor. Right. I don't owe you anything. It's our birthright. It's your birthright. You know, I just think there's a lot of entitlement among women.
Yeah. And by the way, if there are any women out there that are happily married, that are listening to this show or this audio podcast, let it be known that we're not assuming that all of you women out there think this way about men. You might have a very good husband that's a cop, or your husband's an auto mechanic, or he's an accountant or whatever, and you are happily married and you appreciate him for what he is. But I will tell these nice women out there, I guarantee the women out there that appreciate their husbands, they know females that are living this life exactly what we're explaining. So I guarantee it. In fact, I know a few females.
I know someone. Yeah.
Yes, I know women that have said this to me. They say, "Well, yeah, my friend Mary, yeah, she is a very sexually loose, but she's a sweet girl." So they kind of semi-defend it. They'll admit that their friend Mary or Sally or Patty or whatever is a promiscuous person, but she's a sweet girl. You know, they try to temper it, like, well, yeah, she sleeps around a lot, but, you know, she, all in all, she's a good friend of mine, even though I don't do what she does, you know. So women have a kind of a camaraderie, but I don't fault them totally for it. But the point I'm trying to make is that not all women are sleeping around, but there's a lot of them that are.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton. As they say, when a woman says she slept with 10, you know, you should curve up. It's probably 20, 30, 40, 50. You know, you never know these days.
Yeah.
And for every time they had sexual intercourse with a man, they probably performed oral sex 10 times, you know.
Yeah.
Women just are, but they're undercover about it. They're more discreet.
Yeah.
But I was going to bring up something I wanted to say. I was going to try and see somewhere in the coming weeks if I can get a female to come on the show.
Yes.
Give their point of view. That would be great, because I know I've talked to a couple of females. I've showed them a couple of your videos, and they've had some very strong opinions against the movement.
Right.
And I thought it would be great if I could just do that. You know, I'm going to talk to
them. Let me ask a question. I'm not with TFL anymore, and I'll do another show on that, and I'll explain that. But what exactly do women have a problem with, what the argument with TFL and Involuntary? What typically do they say?
Here it is. They're not listening to what we're saying. They're listening to how we deliver the message.
Oh, I see. In other words, the anger. You're just pissed off because you ain't getting laid. Is that what they're saying?
That's part of it. But they also feel like, wow, as a woman, I would feel threatened by this guy. I would feel he could possibly get violent with me.
Yes.
Or something. That's what they're getting when they hear Bill raise his voice, or Dwayne get angry, or even yourself in one of your old videos when you
or even today. I'll admit, even today I can get angry. But
hey there.
All right, sorry we got cut off there. But we were talking about how a lot of females don't like the way I deliver the message. And what are your comments? Is that just an excuse, or what do you think?
You know, females think so differently, so much differently than men do. Mm-hmm. So I can see where they're coming from, because when they go on a date, they have to be careful that not only will you treat them right, but will you hurt them? You know, they're a lot physically weaker a lot of times.
Unless you're a bad boy, of course, you have a right to treat them like shit at that point, right?
Exactly. Yeah, totally. It doesn't make sense. One woman took offense she's my cousin. I showed the video. She took offense to the term "pussy renaissance." She thought it was vulgar and offensive, and it's that kind of thing. So they're not actually listening to what you're saying, but how it's delivered. Yeah. So that was the one point I was making.
There's no nice way to deliver the message, though. By the way, the best videos that I ever did with the TFL movement were the ones where I was just speaking off the cuff. There was no rehearsal. I just got on the video and did it.
Exactly. And you were also right when you said that a lot of them, including the men I showed this to, the only thing they could think about was, these guys can't get laid, and it's all about sex.
Right.
And I said, listen, sex is an aspect of it. There isn't a man on earth who doesn't want to have sex. But when you've been alone for so long, you would like to find at least that one special person that you're attracted to, and that will treat you. And that's really the issue. And they said, no, it's not. It's about getting laid, and these guys are, you know, they have no clue. And that's pretty much the consensus, is that it's about sex. And if we're going to make any kind of changes with this movement, we have to get people to understand this is not just about sex. It's so much more than that.
Well, I think it is more about that. It's about being acknowledged, because I was saying this the other day to myself. I didn't say this the other day. I've said this over the last couple of years, is that it's not so much about the sex. It's about being acknowledged by women, because ultimately we want to feel our manlyhood is seen. And if we're not appreciated, like, I see so many studly guys that are great auto mechanics. They are great mechanics, great cement finishers, people that can do great things, but they don't have a woman in their life. And I'm thinking, why can't a woman appreciate somebody that has knowledge in a particular field? But we live in a society that worships pussy over progress. And when you have a society that worships pussy over progress, unfortunately, pussy wins, unless of course we maybe – I think we're in a de-evolutionary process, because, I mean, even in days where we were cavemen, pussy didn't rule. The you know, men's progress ruled.
Never in history have women had so much power.
Yeah. This is unprecedented.
This is unprecedented.
Never in the history of the human race has a woman's vagina had this much power. an average to ugly woman's vagina had this much power. And so this power, I said it earlier in some of the videos I had done, which I don't post up anymore. I says that they are not going to let this power go. They're going to fight to the death almost. I mean, it sounds crazy. I hate to say it, but it's almost like a fight to the death.
As you said earlier, something's got to give.
I think something's got to give.
We'll be long gone. We'll, you know, when this happens, but there'll be a point when either men like us are going to be extinct from the mating process completely, and just good looking people or rich people are going to be mating on this planet. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, let me ask a question: Who's going to do all the physical? Who's going to invent the automobiles? Let's be realistic about this. Who's going to be doing all the work then? You know, the whole problem with this idea is the bad boy is usually an unproductive piece of shit. How many bad boys are skilled at what they do other than being bad boys? You know, you don't know too many bad boys that can really be respectable people. So you can't have a society run by bad boys, because bad boys create and do nothing but just be bad boys.
Well, some females I talk to say that the bad boys that they're dating are not the pieces of shit that they're out to mate to be. A lot of the times they get their reputation not by beating their women up or mistreating them, but by being macho, by acting like a man, having tattoos, standing up for them if another man were to approach. And these are what they're calling the guys that they find physically attractive, these real men are calling them. They're saying, from what I hear, that they wouldn't date a man who treated them like shit. And I obviously don't believe that's true, but they have a different definition of what a bad boy is than what me and you probably think of a bad boy.
Well, I think I know what you're saying, but at the same time, my attitude toward it is that I think that they are falling for a certain guy, but there's no way that numerically the system can work, because right now, let's say women roughly are 50% of the population. Baby boomers are there's even more women than men, but with Gen Xers, there's probably more men than women. But the bottom line is that it can't, a system like this can't live forever, because first of all, what are you going to do? How is the human race going to progress if you got all these lonely guys out there? I meet so many guys that don't have girlfriends. And by the way, I said this to this Israeli friend of mine. I call him Saul. I says, men always rationalize when they don't have a girlfriend. I don't want a girlfriend. They take up too much money and time. You know what a guy's really saying when he says that? He can't get a woman. That's all his rationalization is.
I totally agree with that. You have to do something to keep sane. And sometimes it's rationalizing in ways that, you know, aren't true to yourself.
Right.
But if you don't do that, it's going to be hard to live with yourself. Yeah. You need to do something. Because in this life, it feels like our hands are tied. There's not much we can do, because what we're ultimately asking women is to change. And it's really – the ball is in their court.
Right. Oh, the ball is in their court. The ball – you know what? Another thing that people fear – I've heard this before is, oh, Steve, you could lose your job. You know, this is another thing that people say. This drives me nuts when people say, don't get on and do those videos. You could lose your job. You know what? Fuck losing my job. You know what? I love my job, but at the same time, I realize that we are in the fight of our lives with the situation with dating and with the procreation of the human race. We can't sit there and worry about our friggin' jobs when our country is ready to collapse economically. I mean, we're on the verge of a civil war in this country. Why should I worry about one issue? About, you know, when my job is unstable based on – there's a lot of things you could ruin your job. So for those people out there that say, I don't want to interview with Steve because I could lose my job, you know, all I can say is you're going to lose your job anyways, because if this system crashes, it's going to crash.
That's right. The economy the way it is, no one has job security.
No.
No one. But to what you're saying, I think – no great progress in history has been made without taking risks. And
yes,
so,
yes, the risks are big. The risks are big.
Right.
Tomorrow I could get a call from my boss. He or she could say to me, we've been following you on the internet. We understand this is going to conflict with your job. You know, we have to let you go. I've taken that risk. I accept it. And the reason I accept it, because I understand that this issue of men being forced into a life like this has got to be addressed. It has got to be addressed because all I'm going to do is work my job. I love my job, but I'm going to work it and never have a woman in my life. And I, like I said, I run marathons. I'm healthy. I'm running the Boston Marathon. It's not enough. It's not good enough because I'm obviously not desirable enough, you know, and this is where I get angry about this. And if people want to confront me, they can confront me. Who knows? You know, the thing is that I've been realistic about this. I've given a lot of thought to this. I'm just tired of accepting this. This is just the way things are.
It's very difficult. And with the mentality you have today, when I remember I was showing my video to my female cousin, and she was like, oh, he has to change his hair. He has a 70s DA. No one wears a DA anymore.
But the funny thing is she doesn't have to change anything. She doesn't have to change anything. See, she can wear a pair of jeans and a T-shirt and not even brush her teeth that day, and she doesn't have to do anything.
My cousin has 106 people on her cell phone, most of them guys, 106. And she went down the list and told me how she knew every single one of those 106 people. And she told me she didn't even have to try to make those friends and to make those guy friends and dates, you know. So, yes. So she doesn't have to change. Women don't have to change. Could be, as long as men stay, I hate to say it, just, you know, in a horny state 24/7, which so many men are.
Yes.
Because that's what it's about. I hate to say it. When it comes down to it, I asked a female friend of mine, I said, how easy is it for you to get a guy? She goes, all I have to do is go on the street and choose.
Yeah, make a phone call. I got 50 guys on my cell phone list. I need a booty call. Let's see. There's Johnny who lives 3 miles uptown. I can go up to him or whatever. Yeah, they don't have to do anything. And you know what?
So the makes $10,000 a year comes along. She'll evaluate him. She'll say, how sexy is him?
Yeah.
Okay, he's sexy. Okay, I'll have sex with him, but I'm not going to have a long-term thing with him.
Right.
And if he's not sexy, well, he doesn't even stand a chance of being her friend these days, what the women's attitudes are. So, So if you add sex appeal and you put money into the equation as well and give that to women, that's a wall that's going to be hard to break down. It's a lot of power.
I think that the money plays a huge factor in this problem. Now, Gary doesn't agree with me. He thinks that in a depressed economy, women, the pussy renaissance can continue and continue. I don't think it will continue. I think as people become more desperate, by the way, the economy unfortunately is affecting men worse than women. I saw an article on Yahoo where it says that men are by far suffering the worst from this economy, which makes sense because of manufacturing and things. And most men are not doctors or nurses. But the thing is that I think that when push comes to shove, I don't understand. Maybe these women will just continue to pair up with that minority of guys. I know I won't be pairing up with those women for sure. I think, you know what my resolution to this in closing the show, because I got to hit the hay here, and we'll talk again, we'll do another interview, is that men have to set standards for themselves. That if you're a guy, like if you go to the gym like I do, don't stare at these women. Don't even do it. Just go out here, run your marathons, do your bodybuilding, do what you got to do. Have a definition of what defines you, but don't let this all consume you forever.
I totally agree with that. Even if the only person winning the battle is yourself and you're not getting a woman, at least you could sleep good at night knowing that you're not giving into these games that the women are playing.
You have to
have some self-respect.
It's the only thing you can do right now, Tim, it's the only thing you can do. And again, I don't want to say that they're all women are like this because there's a lot of beautiful women out there. But unfortunately, we're living in the era of the pussy renaissance, and this is never in history has a woman's vaginal tract and her vagina had more power. And even not even so much the vagina, but the fact that I just have one and I don't have to use it has had so much power that, I mean, it's unprecedented. Nothing like this has ever happened in the history of humanity.
That's right.
Not that we know of, anyways, where a woman of mediocre looks could treat a man like a piece of garbage and have just the fact that she can threaten to withdraw sex or give or not give sex could have so much power. That's just unbelievable. And it is a weapon. It's whether we let it be a weapon, but I don't even think it's power. I think it's men relinquishing their own. I think it's men relinquishing their power. It's not so much women having the power.
Yeah. I had a friend I used to work with at a restaurant, and she wholeheartedly admitted she uses her sexuality to get discounts at stores and other freebies. And
yeah.
Now, she says, no, I wouldn't have sex for these things, but I do flirt with the guy behind the counter, and I do this so I can
get what I want. Yeah, and none of these guys get laid, but she sure gets away with it.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, but I think we're on the right path because I have not in my whole life heard anybody talk about the situation that we're going through until you guys came along last year. So this is a great beginning. It's the start of something great, I believe.
It's a battle that we're going to lose, and I'll close the show by saying, guys out there, please do interviews with me. Don't be afraid that you'll lose your job, because we're in the battle. Our economy has gone to shit. Obama can't stop this. This is a freight train out of control. This economy is going to hell, and we're fighting a situation where men have to assert their masculinity here today. Please don't worry about your jobs and your reputation and your family criticizing you, because what we have to do is talk about this on an intelligent level. And by the way, if you are those guys that are cowards, I do have a suggestion for you before I go. Take this audio podcast and play it for your friends and pretend you think I'm a dork, and my friend Tim is a dork here. And let's see what kind of reaction, just to see, because even the people that will pretend they disagree will secretly agree. Do you know what I'm saying, Tim?
That's right. It's okay to have covert actions in this sense, because it's going to get the real opinions of what people feel about this movement.
Because let's face it, the guys that will criticize this interview deep down will go home at night. They'll be lonely on a Friday night and thinking, God damn, those guys were telling the truth.
Yes. There's a lot of guys out there who want to express